It's that time again. The weather has been dreadful, so I've had nothing but time on my hands to write and write some more. Remember in college when finals came around, there was always that one guy that was ill-prepared but somehow managed to ace his final exam? Guess what? He was probably into cocksucking. No, really. I actually met one of these guys, and he told me he had to suck some major cock to get that sparkly 3.6 GPA he had without really studying. This is the story that he told me. When I first met Tyler, he was always really relaxed. Sandy brown hair, green eyes, slender frame. You could tell he'd always been a ladies' man. The statistics course that we shared was big. Really big, about 200 students. I sat directly behind him, so we spoke every class, which was held about 3 times a week. While Professor White was lecturing, Tyler would be on Twitter or Facebook or shopping online. Sometimes, if I was lucky enough, I'd even catch him watching a little porn. He seemed partial to spanking videos. Whenever we were supposed to be doing a group assignment, he'd be texting. Whenever there was a scheduled exam, though, he'd always be the first to turn in his assignment. I was convinced he'd be flunking the course, but one day I asked him about his grade in the class, and to my utter disbelief, he told me he was holding a solid A+ in the course. What? You have to be some kind of a genius or something. You never study, and you never pay attention in class. How is that even possible? He just gave me a sly smile, blushed and shrugged his shoulders, eyes glittering with the light of a secret soon to be revealed. I studied hard and was racking up extra credit just so I could make a 90, and here he was with a 96. I'd find out his secret if it was the last thing that I did. After he told me his grade, I started becoming closer and closer to him. Perhaps if we became friends, he'd reveal a secret to me. After all, I am a natural-born cock tease. One day, I decided to go ahead and invite him over for a study session. He agreed, though readily admitted that he was horrible at studying. Boy, was he right. He walked in the door with alcohol in hand and no book to be seen. Figures. I let him in and offered to share my book, but he insisted there was no need. He waltzed in and hopped onto the living room couch, clearly very pleased with for whatever reason. His rosy cheeks and goofy grin indicated he'd already been drinking. This was going to be much easier than I expected, or so I thought. To be continued.